Appeal filed. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The Biden administration has announced an appeal of a court ruling that would lift Trump-era asylum restrictions that first took effect in March 2020, denying migrants rights to seek asylum on the grounds of spreading COVID-19. The restrictions were put in place under former President Trump at the outset of the pandemic. Federal investigators say the suspect in the shooting at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs last month was on their radar.
Anderson Aldridge was arrested after being accused of threatening to blow up their entire family last year. Aldridge was booked on suspicion of felony menacing and kidnapping. But under a relatively new law in Colorado, the case was sealed. The district attorney said after last month's shooting, he was hoping to be able to share more about that case, but so far nothing's been released. Now the FBI says they were informed of the suspect after getting a tip in June of last year and made an assessment after the threats made, but left the case in state hands. Aldridge's attorney says Aldridge is non-binary and goes by they, them pronouns. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
President Biden said to speak about an hour from now at a national vigil for victims of gun violence.
The president signed the most significant gun safety legislation in 30 years this summer, but he feels it's not enough. He believes that we need to do more, and he's been very vocal about that.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, who adds the president continues to call on Congress to pass a ban on assault weapons. 13 years in prison for former Theranos executive Ramesh Sunny Balwani for his role in the company's blood testing hoax. His sentence slightly longer than CEO Elizabeth Holmes, his former girlfriend and accomplice in one of Silicon Valley's biggest scandals. On Wall Street, the major indexes ended the day mixed. The Dow added just a point. The Nasdaq minus 56. The S&P lost 7 points. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
The family of a black man in Michigan is suing an ex-officer in the city of Grand Rapids in civil court for excessive force leading to the man's death.
Patrick Leoya was shot and killed after a traffic stop last April. Lawyers laid out their case, saying then-officer Christopher Schur profiled Leoya and deviated from training to subdue him, as attorney Van Johnson implies.
The law provides a police officer is absolutely required to use as little force as possible.
Attorney Ben Crump also represents the Leoya family.
You should not be sentenced to death for a traffic stop.
This civil suit is announced as Schur prepares to stand trial for second-degree murder. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Another possible side effect of COVID-19 lockdowns during the pandemic? Fewer twins.
Data from the Centers for Disease Control shows the number of twin births fell 7% between 2019 and 2020, with the biggest drops in November and December 2020. Now, the study can't prove it's lockdown related, but counting back the months, it would coincide with the start of COVID-related closures, making fertility treatments that can lead to twin births less accessible. The single birth rate fell less, 3% that year. And the largest decline in twin births was for women over 40 who are most likely to use infertility treatment. Twin rates started to go back up at the end of 2021. Chris Foster, Fox News.
The ACLU of Missouri is suing a suburban Kansas City school district over its policy of automatically removing any challenged library material before it's reviewed. The lawsuit filed on behalf of four parents in the district comes after a parent in April challenged the children's book Cats vs. Robots, This is War, because it includes a non-binary character. The book was removed from shelves while a committee reviewed it, and the school board then voted to permanently remove it from elementary school libraries. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.